I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Temperatures climbed to 122 degrees Fahrenheit in Iraq this week as Baghdad hosted the Gulf Cooperation Council. Iraqi leaders want to connect their power-poor country to the GCC power grid. A Gulf deal could provide aid sooner than Iran, the traditional go-to for Iraq. Samuel of Redemptive Stories.
Since the U.S. pulled out a few years back, the connection between Iran and Iraq has become stronger and stronger.
The U.S. uses Iraq to keep pressure on Iran, sanctioning 14 private banks in Iraq on Thursday. Nearly a third of Iraqi banks are now blacklisted, putting even more pressure on Iraq's war-torn economy. And yet, hope remains.
Whenever economic crisis does occur, unique new opportunities come up because there's more need and more desperation. God seems to use those bad things in order to make amazing things happen.
Meanwhile, for 2 years, Child Evangelism Fellowship's Good News Clubs were kept out of the Rhode Island Providence public schools. CEF's Moses Estevez.
There's a lot of excuses, but after a while, you arrive at the conclusion that what they're doing is keeping you out. While they're allowing other groups to use the facility after the last bell rings. So we engaged Liberty Counsel. We worked with them for over 20 years, and eventually we launched a lawsuit against the school district.
And now?
Recently, we heard good news that we won the case. So we're thanking the Lord for that, and we're going to be back in the school district in this fall with the Good News Club, teaching the Bible, teaching the children about God and about the Lord Jesus Christ.
You can support Good News Clubs at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.